Hello, this is a show from Radia. We're a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners. Each week we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across the whole of Europe and beyond. Are you up for it?
You wanna lift on.
This first edition of Lüftung. Is part of the current outreach project of NGMK, which seeks expanded possibilities of bringing up a subject. Based on the questions raised by the NGBK project groups and by expanding upon them with neighboring communities, the radio and podcast formats literally air the voices, questions and commentaries of both the project groups and the visitors. This time we are gonna air out the exhibition Left Performance History, which is on view at NGBK from February 3rd, 2018 to March 25th in 2018.
Hey.
Hello. Hey,
sir. Are you in the gallery?
Mm-mm.
The exhibition Left Performance Histories features action art in Eastern Europe from the 1970s on, in a way that also reflects on its continued relevance in the present.
The title is making us asking ourselves an important and still valid question. Which left? Also, not only a history, but several histories.
The exhibition zooms in on a handful of selected topics that have been often left out of critical debates.
A collection of proofs. That's what this show looks like. More like an open archive, a dissection.
The exhibition explores how the histories of performance art are generated, controlled, and understood over time.
Looking for a common thread for this show must be just trivializing the initial purpose of the curators. Maybe we should better ask them what they think.
NGBK Project Group.
Judith Bodor.
Astrid Hacke.
Beata Hock.
Adam Chirac.
Andrei Mirchev.
Angelika Richter.
Our exhibition is a product of a scientific research which was done within the framework of a project, of a scholarly network project, where we came together and it's called Action Art Beyond the Iron Curtain.
Andrei Mirchev.
And all of us who are part of the curatorial team are also part of the network. We dedicated this network to studying performance art and action art in Southeast Europe by generating and producing knowledge about different art practices and different residues that can be found in various archives around Eastern Europe. And our idea and our main goal was, so to say, to re-examine how the canon of performance art history can be rewritten by looking at what has been left outside of the usual or usually generated canon from the Western perspective.
The arts production and art practice under socialist times has been so often framed as being oppositional, as being indecent, wishing to subvert the socialist system. And this appears to be kind of like the dominant narrative in the past 20 years in art history writing and art critical writing.
Beata Hock.
If you say communist Eastern Europe, whoever uses it use it in the connotation that this was a period of dark communist rule and mostly a time of history that is not really worthy of historical remembrance or serious analytical attention.
Judith Bodor, Judith Bodor, Judith Bodor.
The leftist critique of the left, it's not something that a lot of people have written about, and they're not proposing as such. We're just proposing it as an idea that could be tested. There were artists who might have wanted to engage with the state socialism differently than from a point of an outsider. Now, there's an importance of framing. These artists who we are talking about, at least the artists who I'm talking about, never presented themselves as the leftist critique of the left, neither then nor now. That's the problem and the challenge of that. So the idea of framing, who speaks and who narrates. So the artists have been framed as such. In some cases, I think that we tested maybe against their will.
We know so much that there were philosophers and intellectuals who were critiquing the system from the left and who were, as some historians would say, just as harshly persecuted as those voices who critiqued the system and wanted to wish it away or wanted to subvert it. To what degree did artists participate in these intellectual circles? What was the overlap between these two circles? In what ways did they bring in these ideas into their creative work, including performances? The two loose groups that we explored a little bit in the exhibition is a Hungarian group which is called Orfeo Group, or because of its interdisciplinarity, sometimes it is also referred to as an Orfeo movement. But Judith was very much pursuing another such phenomenon.
The story goes like that. We found a writing by an art historian in Poland called Lukasz Rodunda. And Lukasz Rodunda wrote about a group of artists from around 1970s who tried to found, he says, a new political avant-garde that would be anchored in the ideas of socialism. This group of artists wanted a direct engagement with the party officials and to provide an alternative to socialist realism. And they were thinking very much about performance and the potential to use other forms of art that could be socially engaged and that could actually not be against communism but provide an alternative to communist or socialist thinking. So we were really interested in this idea, and that's, I think, one of the things that we thought, well, that's an interesting thing. If artists really did that, how did they do that? What can we know about them? 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 What can we know about them?
Hey,
Lisa?
Are you in the gallery?
Yeah, I'm in the gallery. The talk is over just right now.
How was it? Yeah. How many people are there?
It was really super crowded. I recorded some things with my mobile phone. I don't know what. I had to sit in the back, but there was cake.
I'm in the staircase right now. Mm-hmm. Someone is coming up carrying her baby.
Mm-hmm.
Left babies. Leftish. I haven't talked to the babies yet.
Okay.
Should I get rid of them now? They're going to the elevator. So they're lazy, at least. So they could be left.
Left performance histories poses questions of what constitutes the artwork and who are the archivists.
I came when the German artist was showing her Stasi-Akten. Like the Stasi was trying to get her involved, becoming an IM. So she showed us these Stasi-Akten and we were talking about that.
Archiroms.
So we often talk about the archive as a sort of cultural concept of power knowledge. Thinking of the French philosopher Jacques Derrida, who in his book about archives says something along the lines of, there is no political power without control of the archive.
Gabriele Schötzer.
And when we talk about archives, of course, we have to also engage with questions of power. And yesterday, Gabriele Schötzer talked about, for example, the extensive archive that the secret police kept of her work in the DDR.
Do you know where she is from, the artist? Where exactly?
I think I catch the name of the city Erfurt. She had this very nice East German accent.
I wonder, where do the performances start in the database? Where do they end in terms of the materiality, but also in terms of conceptual issues?
I would like to turn this round and say those are the kinds of questions that are interesting to investigate. Where to draw a border, either around a practice or, you know, a geographical border around. I kind of keep them still open as a question to explore. Where does performance start and end?
Sigmund
Piotrowski.
Sigmund Piotrowski.
The exhibition space is at the very end. There are three posters by Sigmund Piotrowski. They are three identical posters. One of them says Pomyśl communism, which is think communism. And next to it, there is a face with a blindfold. And next to it, there is
a manifesto.
I write different slogans because slogans is very popular in communist regime. I invented this slogan and signed it with Karl Marx because in that time everything signed in by Karl Marx became like a big truth.
What would Karl Marx sing?
Sing?
What would Karl Marx think?
What would Karl Marx sing?
What would Karl Marx sing?
Too much music.
Too much red. I felt guilty that I did not know of many of the works there. Because I think looking in the past is very important, and it's a question of perspective. As the text is saying, of a community of people that probably did not even know each other. It's creating a sense of community, of something that from the outside we think it's common, that they all lived in socialism, but it's basically very different. You can see that through their work. We can read the present differently through having this kind of proofs of the past that is not as accessible as Western truth.
I'm almost 13.
You forgot about the babies.
Is there anything else to say?
I don't know. Oh, I think I will just go inside and wait for you guys. You're coming, right?
Yeah.
You don't leave me here alone?
We're just about to put our lipstick on. Bye, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. That's great that you've been there. We're working our asses off here. Sorry.
Did you know that Britney Spears espouses Karl Marx's theory of labor as value.
You better work, bitch.
I've read it today.
I wrote it.
You did? She said, I've always sung about the relationship between people and the economic systems which govern their lives. For example, my exploration of the seductive power of capital in Gimme More.
Gimme, gimme.
You better work, bitch.
Too much music.
Too much red.
You wanna.
Can we touch the red?
Can you touch the dress?
Can we touch the red dress?
Ich würde das rote Kleid echt gern mal anfassen.
Ich würde es so gerne anziehen.
Ich würde es gerne ausziehen.
Rot.
I was just wondering what my mother says, because I'm wondering if nudity was regular to her. What do you think? I'm not really interested in what my mother thinks of today, but of 30 years ago. Would this be possible 30 years ago?
But why you think that now it's different?
Blasta Delimar.
I don't know, I think we engage differently with nudity. Now for us, nudity is something so regular. It's so normal, you know, we see it every day. We see naked.
You can see every day a naked woman.
Oh, in
on
pictures.
The
no, in pictures.
Yeah, but this on
is
the
what
street.
I mean.
Is naked a problem for you? Because it can be a problem for my mother. I called my mother and she said, oh, let me tell you what I associate nudity with. When she was very young, she used to go with her parents to the beach, the seaside in Romania, and there were peoples to the nudist beach. This is not only the nudist beach, but the place where the Polish woman would make trade with Romanian women because policemen were not allowed to go in.
We are naked just now.
And we're wearing lipstick.
How does nakedness sound? What does it sound like?
Socialism.
Nakedness yeah. Sounds just like socialism.
Being political was easy.
Because you just had to be lazy?
Or naked.
Or both.
Easy, but you should have kept your mouth shut. Everybody is important, even as a bad example. Your mouth shut and your dick in your pants. Do you still want to have everything explained? This is a soundtrack of a bride who's cutting up her dress. Marriage was not her thing. Yes. I should look at this thing. It's surrounded by a saw. A woman, naked, next to a tree.
Yes.
Am
yes.
I allowed to look at this?
Yes.
And I'm like, her smile
yes.
tells me, yes, I should look at this and take my time.
Yes.
All of us should take
time. I see a film that looks like a film.
It's a world in the making.
It knows. It's a theater piece.
Whenever I'm walking around in a show, I see a person sleeping in a bed. I take my time
yes.
trying to
yes.
figure out which ones are the artworks. So many red things, and which ones are just the accidents. Well, that was an accident. I see pictures of audience
pictures
in pictures. There's a tissue with lipstick stains on it. A very deep sensuality. Oopsie, a kid. That is frightening me to death. A woman. There is a tissue with lipstick stains on it. The rumors say I haven't been there. The mask that is next to it was used in the opening. People were kissed through it by this man that is displayed in pictures that are hanging on the wall next to the tissue, the mask, and the proofs. of the artist using the mask. I haven't been there. When I see pictures of audiences and artists on stage, I don't know what to think about it because I haven't been there. Lenin in Budapest, Hungary. I haven't been there. I'm significantly a woman, happy to know that this happened. But I don't know if I should trust it. I haven't been there. There is a man whose face is covered in coins. This is how Yugoslavian dinners used to look like. And he's saying something about Marx, of course. I thought everybody had work. It's very interesting that I have no bad feeling, but also no humongous joy or pleasure.
So it's very important,
yeah,
in our life.
I haven't laughed at anything. It's just thinking. There's so much I don't know. This dark room dedicated to one artist woman, her invitation to look at her, to desire her. Very deep sensuality.
It's very powerful, and I got very scared to see you naked so many times these days.
I have never been to Croatia. I would definitely not go naked on a horse on the streets of Zagreb. But this woman looks like she knows what she's doing. I just want them to be soft and dance together.
One thing that was intriguing for me was a conversation which I had with Tamás Szentjobi. Tamás Szentjobi, who is present at the exhibition with the artwork Free Angela Davis. It all started with us sharing a few images of the performance, but when I wrote to him, he said, yeah, you know, I have 120 images which I didn't scan since 71. In that point, I actually realized that we are not only people who are searching archives, but also we are in a position of thinking of ourselves as archaeologists, excavating some traces which have been somehow overlooked or left out.
You better work, bitch.
How did they feel?
In their black and whiteness.
Anthracite, universe.
How about the audience as material? The audience often actually not is visible at all in documentation, but the experience is really an embodied archive, or is it?
We asked ourselves what performance is, and then we decided that by attending this show, we are making it part of our history.
We wanted to foreground the performative aspects of archives in a way that tries to reconsider this, what we consider to be a false dichotomy between liveness as a category of performance and the mediated or the documented, where theoreticians plead for one or for the other.
We also said that performance is so political and important, and people watch it just like it's a zoo. That insecurity, confusion, and boredom is a part of it.
Where do works of performance art begin and end?
Every performance is new. Once you show yourself, it's a risk.
Performance feels like a medium for the books that we can now download as PDFs. But then you could just access their ghosts.
Audible pain, audience pain, audio pain, audiovisual pain, audit pain, audition pain, auditorial pain, art should serve the affirmation of socialism. Das Private ist politisch.
Selbstbestimmung.
Ficken, schlafen. Non-conformist social behavior. Leisure as act of political resistance. Praise of laziness.
Mladen Stilinović.
Because I think laziness disturbs people.
downtime, total amnesia. It is also indifference, staring at nothing, non-activity, impotence. It is sheer stupidity, a time of pain, futile concentration. Those virtues of laziness are important factors in art.
Laden Stilinovic.
Hallo.
Bukuresti.
Guten Abend, Leipzig.
Guten Nacht, Erfurt.
Good morning.
Ljubljana. Did anybody say Bratislava?
Mm-mm.
O milo repa verzio. O milo repa verzio.
Epekedő, vágyálom por, koromor. Egy napnak született eset, beszéd, 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 beszéd.
Ó, 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 a Mila Repa verzió. Ó, 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 a Mila Repa verzió.
This show is a collection of art pieces and documentation of performances that were not necessarily created for public display.
We wanted to stress the performativity of documents and traces.
What happens when an artist conceives the work, wants it not to leave trace?
Why preserving a performance if the moment is so precious?
Can we, should we, still try to hold on to these works in an archive?
Well, good they did, so we can talk about it today.
I want to have everything explained.
Then read it.
Explain to me, to me, to me.
You listen to Lüftung Number 1, a radio broadcast in the frame of the artistic outreach program of NGBK, which is the new society of fine arts in Berlin. Lüftung, which means to open the window and to air, puts questions, comments and notions on air that come up when visiting the NGBK exhibitions. These notions were articulated by both the visitors and the producers of the exhibition. This time we aired the ongoing NGBK show Left Performance Histories in February and March 2018. Lüftung is a project by Anna Bromley in the frame of the NGBK grant for artistic outreach.
End of transmission. Find us on the internet, radia.fm. Over and out.